I didn't grow up in the UK, so I've made a few cultural mistakes.
What about you? You want to tell your story? You definitely do.
Let us know if you have a story to tell.
This podcast is about embracing or identifying the cultural differences between British and non-British people.
I've seen that British parents, at least, or parents that have obviously grown up over here, they're not as loud. Like, when they come to speaking to their kids or whatever, like, let's say you get in trouble, they won't be as, like, loud. They'll be more lenient to you. With foreign parents, they're very loud. My parents, they're loud even when they speak normally. So if they're calling me downstairs, they call me, like, they shout.
Let's say you're sitting on the bus. If they're, like, they're not old, they can, like, they're fit. But if I see, in my country, if I see someone older than me, and I'm sitting and there's not a seat for them, I will stand up and let them sit. But here, some people, if you just stand up and let them, they're older than you, right? And you just stand up and you give them the seat, they will think like you're calling them like old, or they're not like strong, like physically fit or something.
In my mind and in my experience, there's been lots of different things that have happened, particularly in the workplace, that have created a bit of a disconnect, not just for me, but I also find that a lot of my colleagues and friends have that. They don't understand the cultural differences between what's expected of them and, you know, what it is that they do.
When I was new here, like, it was my first week of school, and I just made, like, one friend. I had my other friend's pen, so I told her that, can you give it to my friend? And she said to me, what did you say? And I was like, can you give it to my friend? And then she said to me, you're so rude. And I was thinking in my head, what did I even do? I was just being normal. But afterwards, I asked my other friend that, what did I even do wrong? And she said, you didn't say please. And that's when I realized how important it is to say please and thank you and sorry in every single scenario.
I am Eritrean, so when we are passing through, like, older people, we have to say salam, which means hello. But if you don't, it's considered as rude, so we just do that. But here, it's kind of strange to say hello to people that you don't know, because it could go in the wrong way, so you just have to say hello back home to older people. But if you say hello like young people, they could take it the wrong way, so you just keep quiet. Or maybe, like, nod your head a bit, but don't say hello.
When my son was first born, his grandparents used to, so my in-laws would bring these clothes every time they came to visit. And, you know, I would gratefully accept them and, you know, put them in a drawer. And I would consciously make an effort to remember what they purchased and didn't make sure he wasn't in them when they came to visit. The reason I did that is because in my culture, if I was always putting my son in those clothes, it was showing that their son, you know, their son, that my son's father was not providing enough, and we were reliant upon the things that they gave. But actually, what I didn't realize, that in British culture, putting him in those clothes would have been a sign that I actually liked the clothes and that, you know, I was getting use out of them. And it wasn't until my mother-in-law got completely frustrated and spoke to her son, and then he came back and spoke to me, that I actually realized that there was a problem.
Making eye contact with older people, if they're telling you something you did wrong, if you look at them in the eye, it's like a same as disrespect. So you just have to look down, like, put your head down a bit, so that's kind of like you're respecting them, you're agreeing that you were in the wrong place, what you did is wrong.
For example, when you look at your teacher, when he's explaining something and you're looking, you're literally making eye contact, in my culture, it would be considered as rude. Like, you're literally looking at the person even though he's older than you. But in British culture, if you make eye contact with them, that means you're confident and you've got good skills, you're very confident. Now I make sure that I'm looking at the teacher, I'm literally making eye contact whenever he's talking, so that I do fit in like other students.
I would make eye contact with the British people, but not the people from my country, from the same culture as me. Back home, if you see someone older, or even if they're not old but they're carrying a lot of bags, mm-hmm. you go there and help them carry it, and they will just bless you and stuff. But here, I actually want to do help, like if I see older people carrying something big. But I'm actually scared that they will think I'm just there to steal things from them, or like, I don't want to do that here because I'm scared like they will take it the wrong way. But I do want to help.
I think this podcast would be useful to a variety of audiences. I think for black and brown people who are just coming into this country, who are mixing either through education or work, and trying to navigate some of the cultural differences and expectations of them, that it will really help to shine a light. But I think equally, you know, as an English person working or, you know, living in a multicultural environment, it's important to understand and gain insight into some of the cultural differences that we experience that mean that, you know, we may act differently or out of character to the norm.
Contrasting Cultures is a podcast produced by Podium.me.